Blog Talk Radio.
Need to figure that out because I can't do the math. It's too much time math to do. Anyway, Happy New Year. Happy New Year to everybody. 2012 was amazing. We are 7 days into 2013. Barack Obama still sits atop the country. He's running things. Shouts out to him, his family, his wife, Michelle. Let's continue to pray for them. Because you only can imagine what they go through on a daily basis, being, you know, the first black first lady and first black president, man. I could just only imagine what it's like. I mean, it's hard being the first black dude to work at Meineke. So it's got to be crazy to be the first black president. I mean, it's hard being the first black astronaut. It's hard being the first black anything. So it's got to be an incredibly hard job on top of being a hard job. I'm excited as we move into 2013. A lot of great stuff going on. My improv class, the next Never Denied Next Level, begins tomorrow. It is not too late to register. We got a couple of seats available. Go to my website, RodneyPerry.com. You get information about that. The improv class is up and going. And, of course, the Black Tour. Now, everybody questioning me, why are you going to call it the Black Tour, Roddy Perry? Well, that's because it's all things black. You know, like, I'm very pro-black. If you know Roddy Perry, you know I'm super-duper pro-black. I'm a pro-black dude. But it's covering this set of material that I'm developing right now. It's going to cover everything, you know, from how we look at each other as black people. It's going to examine our culture, you know, and it's going to also look at us from the outside in, how other people perceive us. It's going to talk about language, and it's going to be funny. So it's the Black Tour. We're going out. When you see me at a comedy club, it's the Black Tour in 2013. And I'm also touring with my girl Monique. We kick off this coming, January 12th, right here in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Civic Center. I look forward to it being a crazy show. Myself, Monique, Mr. Tone X, we're going to kick that joint off. So with that, we're going to get the show going full steam. Today, my guest, I'm going to talk to him in a minute, but I had to do something for the ladies. For my first guest of 2013, I can't just think about Roddy Perry. I got to do something for the ladies. When we come back, we're going to talk to my man, Mr. Jay Holiday. Y'all stay right there. This is Roddy Perry. You're tuned in to Roddy Perry Live.
If you're looking for the latest in comedy, news, and entertainment, the only place to go is the Humor Mill. Check out the website, humormillmag.com. Humor Mill, the only place for comedy, news, and entertainment. I see you, Frank.
Hey, y'all. Stay right there. We come back. More Roddy Perry Live.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Roddy Perry, and I got a shout-out to Connecticut School of Broadcasting. That's the nation's largest group of broadcasting schools. Go to their website, www.gocsb.com, or you can call them 678-205-2210. Connecticut School of Broadcasting. They got my back, player!
Hey, y'all, this is Roddy Perry. You're tuning in to Roddy Perry Live. My guest today, he'll be on the line in a couple of minutes. His name is Jay Holiday, one of the coldest vocalists you're going to hear. Hey, stay right there and listen to my man, Mr. Jay Holiday. Name of the song is Sign My Name.
Yeah. Oh.
Hey, y'all, it's your boy Rodney Perry. You tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. That's my man Jay Holiday. That song is so gangster. I got to get this dude on the air, first of all, because he said he gonna sign his name, and you gonna think he writing in cursive. Well, you know, man, that's some writing right there. Hey, y'all, this is your boy Rodney Perry. Now let me bring him on properly. Hailing from D.C., and just got a great story, man. As I got into his bio, and we got to really reading. What I find by doing this show is you don't really know about people like you think you know about them until you seek out information. And man, this is just one of those guys. You can find him on Twitter at King J Holiday. He's on Instagram at King J Holiday, and also on Facebook at J Holiday. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the Blog Talk Airways, my man, Mr. J Holiday. What's up, dog?
What's good, man? How you doing, brother?
Man, you know, I've crossed paths with you on the road. We out there, you know, I think I ran into you in maybe Denver or something somewhere. And
yeah.
But, man, first of all, sign my name.
Yeah.
Tell me about this song, dog. I'm listening to the lyrics, you know, and I'm like, okay, dog, you gonna let him know something. I say, I just tweeted. I say, Jay Holiday is writing cursive on y'all ass.
You stupid. Nah, man. You know, I think within this R&B itself, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of stuff is starting to get kind of lost. And you know, even though my music is like a lot of it sexually driven, you know, I still try to be respectful with it. You know, I try to make love making music. So, you know, it's not just about getting right to it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Basically, you know.
I mean, you could have easily been a lot more graphic, but you
right,
know,
right.
I think that's a great way to approach it because, I mean, I can tell you how many times I'm sitting in the car, my kids are going, "What did he just say?"
right, you know, exactly.
Nobody shoots over the kids' heads no more. You know what I mean? And so
exactly.
I personally, as a parent, I really appreciate that, man. So I know we're going to talk to J Holiday, the musician, J Holiday, the singer. But I want to talk to J Holiday, the songwriter, man. Like, what is that for you? Like, what's the creative process when you're sitting down with a piece of music and you're going to write to it?
Man, I let the track speak to me, you know what I'm saying? Like if it's a song that sounds like it's a I'm sorry song, man, I messed up, you know, then I write a I'm sorry, I messed up song, you know what I mean? I just try to take the emotion of the actual music and, you know, I just try to put words to it. You know, I try to keep it real. It's about real life, you know. So
right.
That's it, man, you know.
But now your journey, like I spoke to in the beginning, man, I don't know if everybody knows your journey. Take me back to D.C. before it all started.
Well, I was in a group, man. I was in a group called 295. And, you know,
that's 295, like the highway up there.
Right.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? We did the whole talent show circuit and the cabarets and all that. And, you know, finally we was just like, man, let's pursue it. So T.A., Anthony Tate, he got Music Line. That's what I'm signed to. He came up there, and he basically, you know, he saw a group, man, and moved us to Atlanta. You know, unfortunately, at the time, nobody was really signing groups, so we couldn't get on.
Right.
But, you know, it felt like a little bit of a defeat, but, you know, I said, man, I'm going to stick with it, and I'm going to keep going, and hopefully I make something of it. And, you know, finally I got signed to Capitol. And from that, that's pretty much all she wrote.
Now, Jay, what's that like, you know, you leaving home, you know, because, I mean, you had just got out of high school, right?
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying? What happened was I was actually supposed to go to Clark, and I decided not to go. So, you know, my mom being the type of mom she was, she said, well, if you're going to stay here, you got to get a job.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I tried that. I wasn't really happy. You know, I was more happy doing the group thing. So, you know, I said, man, I ended up in Atlanta anyway. So, you know, it worked out. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It was scary, though. It was definitely scary.
So you in the group situation, and you come here with these dreams, hopes and dreams. This is going to pan out. We're going to be a hot group. And that doesn't happen. Was it hard for you to regroup?
I don't know. I think because I had such a passion for it, not really, you know. It's something that I kind of did before the group, and then, you know, in the group, I was kind of the lead singer, so I was used to being out front anyway.
Okay.
So, you know, it was kind of like an easy transition. You know, it was different being on stage by myself, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, it was cool, man. It was all right. You know, I mean, everything is a struggle, so, you know.
Yeah. Was it kind of lonely at first, like you said? Because now you go from you and your boys out there, you know, we rolling together, you doing everything, outfits, dressed alike, to, you know, being a solo artist. So, I mean, what was that mental transition for you?
Man, it was like the five heartbeats, man. Flash, man. It was lonely at the top, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I had them looking at me crazy, like, man, we just gonna be together forever. And I'm like, dude, I quit a job to come down here. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, we broke right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta make some money. So mentally, man, it was kind of challenging, man. But I had a nice little support system. So, you know, I think that's the biggest thing. You know what I'm saying? Is always having a good support system. So, you know, I have people holding me down.
So you're a D.C. native. You know, D.C. got a rich tradition in music. Who are your D.C., like, who is your go-to D.C. music? Like, are you a go-go guy? You know, is it like that house vibe that D.C. have? Like, what's your music that you have to listen to when you at the crib?
Man, honestly, I listen to a lot of Marvin Gaye, man. I wanted to sing in a go-go band, but my mom wasn't having it. She was like, no. So I couldn't do that. So I always loved the live music, but, you know, like when it came, I wanted to be like Marvin Gaye, man. Like, actually, to this day, man, I listen to that every week. You know what I'm saying? So.
Now, we got similar backgrounds. Now, your mom is a pastor, you know, so... I would imagine, what's her take on Jay Holiday? What do mommy say?
Well, you know, she knows that she instilled the right values in me. So, you know, she knows I'm not going to go too far left or too far right. You know what I mean? You know, at the same time, she knows I'm only human. So, you know, we all make mistakes and we all say and do things. So, you know, she just hopes that I make the right decisions. You know, my thing, I was more worried about what kind of backlash she was gonna get, you know. I was more worried about that because, you know, people look at her like, oh man, your son's singing about this and singing that secular devil's music, and you know. But it's cool, man. You know, like I'm not out here wilding out. So.
Right. And she, your mom used to come down to the Monique show and all of that, and she was so proud of you. She's like, that's my baby right there. Y'all need to have Jay Holiday. I don't know who all these people. I was like, yes, ma'am, you know.
Oh, man, I used to tell her, I said, man, stop going down there bothering them people, man. You know, she just, she loved it, though. She loved it, man.
But, you know, squeaky wheel gets the oil, man. So, hey, I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, y'all. We're talking to Jay Holiday. We're going to open up the phone lines in a minute. Y'all king, you might get a chance, ladies. I'm throwing this out for the ladies, Jay. You might get a chance to talk to Mr. Jay Holiday today. I don't know. You never know. This is Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. Y'all stay right there. We'll be right back.
4, 3, 2, 1.
What up, y'all? It is time for Off the Chain with me, Rodney Perry. I'm your host. My girl, DJ Tracy Steele, is on the ones and twos, and we premiere October 22nd, 9 p.m. on Bounce TV. You don't want to miss it. The best in stand-up comedy. Let me tell y'all something. It's going to be so off the chain. Did I say that? Off the chain. I'm crazy. Bounce TV. That's www.bouncetv.com. Hit them up on Twitter. Bounce_TV. They're at Bounce_TV. This is Rodney Perry, and I'm the host, bitch.
This is D. Militant.
Hey, it's Lady Tuesday.
Check out Tuesdays with D. Militant every Tuesday on blogtalkradio.com/CherryRich at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, and 5 Pacific. Figure out where you are and tune in.
What's
What's up, everybody around the world? Thanks for tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. Remember to follow Rodney on Twitter, at Rodney Perry. And for all of your Rodney Perry updates, text Rodney Perry, with no spaces, to 41411. Again, to stay up to date, text Rodney Perry, with no spaces, to 41411.
Hey, y'all, this your boy Rodney Perry. And this is Rodney Perry Live. We're talking to Jay Holiday today. Jay, now you've been working with some great people. How important is the producer artist collaboration when you're in a studio?
Well, I can only speak for myself, but for me, it's like it just gotta, one, you gotta have the chemistry, you know what I mean? And they gotta be a fan of music. They gotta be a fan of trying to get the point across that I'm trying to get across. You know, like one of the best people I worked with was Ronnie Jergens, you know what I mean? And, you know, like, it was just incredible just seeing his work ethic, you know what I'm saying? So that's important, man, because I learned stuff like that, you know what I mean? So, you
right.
know, they did.
I'm sorry. What's it like? Like, take us through, like, a day in the studio, because I think, you know, we as people that are on the outside looking in, I think you have an idea what it might be like, but is it like a situation where you're in there for hours and hours and hours and you don't really realize it, or does it become work at some point, or is it always like your passion? What's a day in the studio like?
Man, a day in the studio could really kind of go, it could go either way, man. You know, we all have bad days, so, you know, it might be a day where I might just not feel like recording, and, you know, I know I got to be there, but, you know, I'm not really putting my all into it, so I'm being lazy. Or it might be a day where I love it, you know. I don't like a lot of people in the studio when I'm in there. Like, I don't mind people being in there, but just the hoopla and the party, I don't do that. Like, it's always work for me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's always work.
You spoke to work ethic. What does that mean for you? Because and I'll tell you why I'm bringing this up. If you listen to the show over the past like few weeks, I had kind of a little epiphany, and
mm-hmm.
you know, I realized when people say, "Yo, Rod, what's up?" I'd be like, "Yo, man, I'm just working, grinding, you know, hustling, working." And me and my sister was having a conversation, and I was just telling her, I was like, "Man, I'm working too hard. I'm hustling. I'm grinding. I'm working." And she was like, "That's what you say you're doing all the time." So
right.
I'm shifting my paradigm in 2013 to this. I'm no longer working. I am effortlessly flowing through the universe.
Right.
There it is. I mean, at the end of the – go ahead, bro.
So I say that to say this, like, as men, we're kind of conditioned, you know, those words work, you know, they go hand in hand with being a man. So
right.
what is that for you?
Man, you know, if I don't work, I don't eat, man. You know,
yeah.
If I don't work, you know, I can't feed, you know, my daughter. I can't, you know, I can't, you know, make sure my mom got the stuff that she needed to have and all that, you know. So, you know, like you said, I'm always saying the same thing, too. It's like, yo, I'm working, I'm on the grind. But like you said, that's just what it is. Like, that's what we're supposed to do, you know. I mean, I wish more people would, you know.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, y'all, we're talking to Jay Holiday. Jay, man, your music, you know, definitely speaks to the ladies. And then who are your contemporaries that you like? I like that dude, or I like her.
I like Miguel's stuff, you know what I mean? You know, I got people that I look up to. Like Carl Thomas is one of my mentors. You know, I talk to him. You know, especially if I'm like, yo, why do people do this? And he'll be like, look, man, this is what it is. So, you know, him, Tank. You know, Tank from the hometown.
Right.
You know, it just depends. I'm more so. I like songs. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not necessarily a specific person, you know, like
right.
Adele. Like I listen to Adele too, you know what I mean? Like,
oh wow, really?
She has an incredible vocal, you know what I mean? Like, that's important to me. You know, I think that's missing in music. So, you know, when you ask me who I like, it's the people that's putting their heart and soul into it. You know what I'm saying? So.
Now, can you hear it? Do you listen to music with a different ear? Do you like, because like I'll give you a great example. Like when I was on Monique, you know, we had a Big Jim who ran our band. And, you know, me as the novice listener, I would be like, yo, that's hot, Big Jim. He's like, Rod, that wasn't shit. I was like, what?
I mean, as musicians, because I mean, by me being a singer, you know, I've been singing for a long time, so it's like I'm a sort of a musician, you know. I dibble around on the drums and stuff like that. So it's just like, the air is definitely different, man. You got people that have great songs and great potential, but then you know when you hear that magical song, like Adele had magical records, you know what I mean? Like you would have never knew she wasn't even from America, you know what I mean, the way she was singing on those songs. Like you can definitely hear, you know, the difference between somebody's passion and somebody doing it just because, you know, they make them famous. You know what I mean? Like you can tell the difference.
Now, how has the game changed from back in your group days to now? Like, it seems like there's a lot more independent artists.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you don't got no choice. I mean, it's either you go and I know they're gonna hate me for saying this, but you go and get robbed by the labels, or you put your foot down and put your thinking cap on and get to it. You know what I mean? At this day and age with the internet and all the social networks, you know, it's a lot easier to promote your music. So, you know, a lot of people don't really need the labels anymore.
Yeah, I say an artist nowadays has unprecedented access to their audience. You know,
yeah,
so
man.
With your Twitter, with your Instagram, I mean, people can really follow your life. Is it ever too much, though?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at, you know, if you look at either any of my social networks, you know what I mean? Like, I make sure I talk to the people, and if anything, I'm more so having personal conversations with fans and stuff like that versus me just saying, oh, man, I just walked into Walmart. I just saw something crazy. Like, I don't got time. I got other stuff to do. I got fish to fry. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like, you know, so, I mean, it never becomes too much for me because I never let it consume it. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't, you know, I'm the artist. You know, that's what it is.
Now, you know, I know your mom is a woman of God. How has that influenced your music?
It's probably more so influenced my past versus my music.
Okay.
You know, like, and I mean, of course, you know, I still try to, like, when I first came out, they wanted, you know, the target audience was, you know, kids or, you know, 18 and under. And I'm like, I'm not really singing about stuff that they need to be listening to. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's affected me like that. But as far as, like, just within the industry, man, if I didn't have her as my man, oh, I would have been on TMZ a few times.
right. Just a prayer mama get you through sometime, won't it?
Boy, I'm trying to tell you, she done saved a lot of folks.
Hey, I'm sure that, dude, let's do this. Let's get into this song, Suffocate. Now, tell me about it.
With Suffocate, actually, I did that. It's so funny about Suffocate. That wasn't even my song at first. I did that as a reference. Dream wrote it, and he wanted me to come in and reference it for another artist. And basically, when I went in there, my manager at the time was like, hey, look, man, you get on this record, make sure you kill it. And I was like, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? And I just went in there and did my thing, and he could never sell the record, so we ended up having to keep it. So, you know, God was on my side on that one.
Now, how often do that happen? You know, is it just a situation where you know, like it's all a network, everybody kind of know each other, and you get a call, hey, man, come lay this down for me because I'm trying to, you know, slang this track. And you go in and murder it, and don't nobody want to do it because, like, man, he killed it too hard.
Right. I mean, it's so many different ways, man. You'd be surprised some of the songs that other people put out that were meant for other people, and you'd be like, once you hear it, you're like, oh, well, I couldn't have heard that person sing it anyway. But it's a business, man. You know, you got these writers, you got these producers, and they're selling the product. The product is the song. You know what I'm saying? And they don't go to the highest bidder. That's just what it is.
right. Hey, y'all, this is Roddy Perry. You're tuned in to Roddy Perry Live. We're talking to Jay Holiday, and we're about to listen to the song. It's called Suffocate. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about the business. We're going to talk about the business, the grind, the hustle with Jay Holiday. This is Roddy Perry. You're tuned in to Roddy Perry Live. The name of the song, Suffocate. Y'all almost got this from somebody else.
Hold on,
this shit ain't playing.
I'm suffocating. It's okay, man. You know what I'm
saying. There you go. Hey, y'all, it's Roddy Perry, Jay Holiday, Suffocate.
Now, even though I try to play it off, I'm thinking about you all day long, and I can't wait for Shawty to come through. From your lips and back up to your eyes, my hands on your hips, when we grind, I'm fantasizing about what I'm gonna do to you. Got me feeling for her love, can't lie. Man, you should see how she got me spending all this time with her. And I could leave her if I wanted to. Her love turns me into fool. Tell me what a man is to do.
Cause I can't breathe when you're close to me. I can't breathe when you're touching me. I suffocate when you're away from me. So much love you take from me, I'm going out of my mind. I can't breathe when you're close to me. I can't breathe when you're touching me. Suffocate when you're away from me. So much love you take from me, I'm going out of my mind.
Whenever we up in this bed, my fingers fall in your hair. I wonder if you feel me watching you. Cause I can't go at night without your love, and got me looking at this phone. Every time in dreams, I hope it's you. Got me racing for your love, and I'm falling for you. I can't lie. I just wanna be with you. And yes, you got me there. I said it. Somebody call the paramedic. Tell them to hurry up and come through.
Roddy Perry, you tune in to Roddy Perry Live. That song was called Suffocate, and I can't imagine listening. I would have got suffocated if I had to listen to somebody else sing it. I love it.
You're crazy, man.
Dude, man, let's talk about the business, man. We kind of brushed on it a little earlier with the social media and as an artist, how much of the business? Let me give you my perspective as a comedian. When people look at me, they assume that I don't have a grasp of my business because I'm an artist. Is it the
right.
same way in music?
It's definitely the same way in music, man. I learned so much stuff going through stuff. You know what I mean? I thought I knew it all before I moved down here. Like, I was the cat in the group that would read all the contracts because, you know, I had read books about it. And so I'm like, man, I could do this. But then when you get down and you really get knee deep in it, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know nothing, you know? So you got to get on it. You know, you got to learn it. And some artists do and some artists don't.
Now, is it a situation, Jay, that your first deal, you're going to get fucked? Is that just what it is?
Well, yeah and no. It just depends, man. Nowadays, yeah. You know what I'm saying? They're doing these 360 deals now, so, you know, I mean, nowadays, you're definitely probably going to make little to nothing, but...
What does that mean, 360 deal? Because I hear that term, but, you know, I'm like I say, those of us just on the outside looking in, we don't really know what that means.
Well, I mean, that just pretty much they get a piece of everything. They get a piece of every time you hit the stage. They get a piece of if you go
even your live performances.
Yeah. They get a piece of that. They get a piece of you sell a T-shirt with your face on it. Like, they get a piece of that. Like, they pretty much get a piece of everything you do. That's what the 360 is.
But how do they monitor that, though?
Oh, they monitor it. For the people that's in them. They monitor it. Oh, yeah, they be on that. I mean, every label is different, so I can't really say specifics on how each label handles it, but I know,
right.
they be on it, though.
Man, that's crazy to me. So what's the ideal now? Because I hear cats say, you know, I'm independent, I'm happier than I ever been. But that also means that you got to incur the cost it takes to get the record out there. I mean, you still got to get on radio. You still got to go through, you know, does it make sense to be independent?
For artists like myself, yeah. If you're a new artist, you know what I'm saying, every piece of help counts. You know what I'm saying? You know, because I've had the success that I've had in the past,
right.
You know, like, I have a little bit more leverage when it comes to being independent. You know what I mean? You know, like you said, from the outside looking in, because I haven't put anything out in a long time, people would be like, oh, man, Jay done disappeared. But it's like, I'm still touring. I just came back from Amsterdam. I done been to Japan about 4 times. You know what I'm saying? Like, we always working. It just depends on what type of artist you are. And that's why I always try to put so much passion into my music, because they say timeless music lasts forever. So,
man, so why is it that it seems that people overseas consume our music more than we do?
Because they appreciate it, man. They appreciate the craft. You know, like, they in Japan, they dress like us. If they can speak English, they try to talk like us. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
That's just what it is, you know. I always say in America we spoiled, man. You know what I'm saying? We always looking for the next new biggest thing, you know, instead of just being individuals. So, you know, over there, that's just their culture. They want to learn as much as they can. They like what they like. You know what I mean? Like, I did the cover of O Sheila, you know, and they love it out there. You know, you might not hear it out here in the States, but. You go overseas with it.
The Ready for the World joint, O'Sheila?
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite, dude. That's one of my favorite songs all time.
I covered that song. Yeah.
Oh, that's hot, man. I gotta get that. Now, where can people find like stuff like that? Like the stuff that's like just, you know, the stuff that you just kind of did, and it may not be on the album nowhere yet. What can people find? Consume your product.
Well, it just depends on what you're looking for, because I put different projects out on different like sites and stuff. Like, you can go to thisis50.com, you can go to thatpiff.com.
Okay.
You know, you can always we got plenty of links for like my mixtapes and stuff on my Twitter at @KingsDayHoliday. So, you know, I mean,
was my next question. The mixtape seems to be like the new demo to the world. You know, like, cats is putting out a lot of product out there, you know, and kind of put it out there for the world to consume. Like, how often do you do mixtapes, and are you a proponent? Are you a fan of that?
Actually, what's so funny about that whole situation is I did my first mixtape when my first album came out. It was called the Chocolate City Mixtape. And, you know, I like that. That's just something I've always been into, just like, oh, man, if I was on that record, I would have did this. But now it's more so the mixtape is like original records, more like albums. They're put together more like albums. So, I mean, that's just like, that's just another hustle. That's just what it is. Like, that's a way of putting your music out and still being able to go out there and tour and make money. And, you know, the label's not getting paid off of that.
Now, live show, creating a live show, what's that process for you? I mean, of course, you got whatever the hot joint is that you're singing at that moment, you know. So, like, but the show itself, I've had a chance, especially, you know, getting the opportunity to work on Monique's show, I had a chance to see some talented vocalists that were not the best performers, you know, so... Like,
right.
Like, how do you develop that part of your show?
Man, I used to be a shy guy, man. And, you know, I guess just being in a group, having those people on stage with me, I kind of came out of my shell. But as far as, like, my show, I go off of my crowd. You know what I mean? If I got a hype crowd, then I'm going to be hype. You know, if I got the crowd that's looking at me like, why is this dude on stage? I look at them like, you knew I was coming to the club tonight, so why did you come? You know,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I know they advertise this, so, I mean, at the end of the day, we both stuck in the situation together, so we might as well have fun. And that's just how, you know, like, I just let it flow, man. You know, I pray before and after, and other than that, I let it flow. I always know what songs I'm going to do, but other than that, I don't really know how the show's going to flow until I get on stage.
Got it. Hey, y'all, this is Roddy Perry. You're tuning in to Roddy Perry Live. Hey, man, we got a call coming in from Korea. What?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Uh-oh, we global,
oh, yeah.
Baby. Maya, you on the line with Jay Holiday.
Yo, it's Philly, Rodney. What's up?
Oh, you? Well, you in where you at? They say Korea. Where you at? Actually at?
I'm in Korea. I said this is Philly. Don't you call me Philly?
I know who
uh-oh.
You are, woman. What's the deal?
Uh-oh.
How you doing? Hi, Jay.
What's up, baby?
How you doing?
I'm good.
Oh, now you get shot when you get Jay on the line.
She just wanted to say hi.
Wait a minute. I know he was talking all crazy. Now he's getting all shy. Okay. So let me ask my questions before he, like, clam up. It's actually funny that you said that. It's true. Like, I'm in Asia, so it really is true. They do appreciate the music in America more than I think Americans do. But what do you feel, and maybe you answered this, I just called in, but what do you feel like the biggest change has been just with the state of R&B and soul music as a whole? Like, I personally think that it's kind of like this crazy, overly sexual industry now, and it's very
right.
irritating. Like, what do you think has been like a really big change or, like, bringing, like, not really having that soul R&B be as mainstream as it used to be? Like, the Boyz II Men, stuff like that.
I mean, you know, as time goes on and as the years roll on, I think people just, they get to the point where they think certain things aren't cool no more. So if they don't want to be looked at like, oh, I'm not cool, then they gravitate with everybody else. They blow with the wind, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's just kind of what it is right now. You know, they like sex sells, and they're going to sell it until it don't. So, I mean, that's just the state we in, man. I don't
right.
know.
Hey, Jay, quick. Okay, like when you watch, like, the American Act, the American Idols, the X Factors, those shows, The Voice, like, I look at those shows, right, and I say to myself, there are some great artists that we have, that we, like, historically great artists that would never get past the first round.
Right,
you know,
right.
You know, but they are, like, they were, like, stars. Like, James Brown wouldn't make it out of the first round of American Idol, you know.
I know. It's sad to say, but I know.
So, like, when you look at those shows, Like, is a show like that valid, you know?
I think the most valid one right now would be The Voice, man. You know, because at the end of the day, it is about the actual voice of the person and not how they look or how they dress or anything like that. So I think he would have made it on that show, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, like, it's most of them, it's entertainment, man. You know, we're in the world of reality TV right now, man. So, you know, I think me and you need to get a show where we just go around and just crash reality shows. We should
do. You know what? That dude, hey, while you playing, Jay, that's a really good idea. Just show up on other shows. A show where we gangster other shows? That'd be crazy as hell.
Somebody needs to do it is all I'm saying, man.
Dog,
I mean, it's
that,
cool. It's entertainment, but you know.
That's crazy. So now I know. Now, you're here in Atlanta, right?
Mm-hmm.
So have they been hitting you up? I know all these shows is running out here, Love and Hip Hop. Have they been hitting you? I know they've been trying to get you on one of them.
Well, you know, it's so funny because it's like I know a lot of people, especially like on the Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Like, I know a lot of people. Like, I know K. Michelle. I know Stevie J. You know, I'm just a private person. Like, I would rather be on a reality show where you show my road life versus you showing my home life. You know, I feel like my home life should be personal to me. That's why it's called my home life, because I'm at home. You know what I'm saying? So I just try to stay away from it. We were actually about to do a show. You know, I'm not sure if they still gonna do it, so I don't want to put it out there. But it was gonna be an R&B based show with, you know, some old school cats and new school cats. And you know what I'm saying? You know, we're gonna see if that pan out. But you know, like, I would do something like that. But other than that, you know, I'm cool on the reality shows.
Hey, y'all, it's Roddy Perry.
Unless they got the check.
It's Roddy Perry. I'm on the line with Mr. Jay Holiday. Jay, we got a call coming in from Louisiana. You on 318 with Jay Holiday.
Hey, y'all.
Oh, this is my mama. I didn't even know you had snuck in. Mama, what you got for Jay Holiday?
I just love everybody. It's the new year. We're going to clean the slate and just forget all the bad stuff and just love each other.
Hey, how you doing now? Watch yourself.
Jay's mom is a pastor as well, and we talked about y'all earlier on the show.
Y'all ain't say nothing bad because I don't want to have to do nothing to you.
Oh, man. You sound like my mom. Oh, wow. No, we did not say anything bad. Happy New Year to you, and we love you back.
Love you too, baby. I mean, I think this medium Rodney's got going here is a fantastic ministry in and of itself, even though he don't want to preach or nothing, but he could.
I know. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Don't get me started about that now.
Hey, Jay, let's talk about that. Hold on the line, Mama. Now, when I was reading your bio, one thing that stood out is that, and I say this in reference to what I do, because we have mothers that are spiritual. People always say, you're going to preach one day. Someday you're going to find your calling. And I'm like, my pulpit is my stage.
It's
you
your
know?
Comedy, right.
It's my comedy. So speak to what your ministry is.
Well, I mean, like, my mother always said it too. You know, I've had a couple people tell me that, but it's like even if you look at my albums, you know what I'm saying? On my first album, I had a song in there called Thug Commandments. I had a song in there called Ghetto, which is, you know, it's more of uplifting, trying to teach, you know, slightly preaching. On my second album, I had a song called Homeless. So, I mean, you can definitely, you know, slide those topics in there, you know what I mean? I don't know why more people don't do it, but, you know, I can only do what I do. So, you know, that's definitely that's my pulpit, you know what I mean?
Right. Right. And they say if you raise a child up the right way, he shall return. Hey, Frederica, you on the line with Jay Holiday. Frederica from Miami.
Hello, Jay. This is Boy from Twitter.
Oh, what's up? What's up with you?
What's going on?
I'm chilling. How about yourself?
Fine. I just want to ask you a question. What were you thinking when you made Sign My Name?
Oh, man, I mean, I think it's kind of self-explanatory, you know. I don't want to get
Hey, hold on, Jay. Let me stop this right here. First of all, Frederica, that's your song, ain't it?
That is my joy. What are you talking about? The courtesy pod. I'm all up in that. All up in that.
That's what's up.
So what do you really want to know? You don't give a damn what he was thinking.
Right.
Yes, I
do.
I want to know what he was thinking.
You want him to write cursive on you, don't you?
you're wrong for that. You're wrong for that. You're wrong for that. Break it down, Jay. Now, you got to tell me. Tell me. I'm listening.
It's for real. It's self-explanatory. Like I said, I think, I'm a foreplay kind of person. So it's like, you can't just get right to it all the time. Sometimes you got to, but, you can't get right through it all the time. Sometimes you got to take your time. When you was learning how to write in cursive when you was a kid, they told you to take your time, right?
Yeah, because I'm a lefty, so I definitely had to take my time.
And see, I'm a lefty too, so see, we got something in common.
Holla!
Oh, Lord Jesus. I feel like I need to turn away.
No, you're good. Well, I love the song. That's all I want to let him know.
All right. What's your Twitter again, sis?
4305. Four Rotten 305.
All right, no doubt. I love. Right. Hey, thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
Man, let me tell you something. First of all, I tell you, my fans grow because of Monique Show. Grown women, probably 40 plus, they love Rodney Perry. Who is Jay Holiday fans? How old are they? What's your demo?
Man, I got them all. It's crazy, man. I did a show in Denver, man, right before the New Year, man. And this old lady, she's about, I'd say she's probably in her 50s. She was throwing me dollars on stage, man.
No, she wasn't.
Yes, she was. Talking about take it off. I'm like, you ain't at no male review. Yeah, man, I got them all, man, I got them all. I try to do the 21 and up shows only, though, I don't got nothing against the teenagers, because some of them are in college, but, they say you know how to act when you get a little older, so,
Enough said. 4-4, Mike, you on the line with Jay Holiday.
What up, Rodney P?
What up, who this?
Hey, Michael McFadden, AJ. Hey, man, I know DC mad about that loss yesterday. Against the Seahawks.
He had to get in touch with me. See, he mad because we beat the Cowboys. So
y'all beat the Cowboys bad too. Ugh.
I know. You know what I'm saying? It's all good,
hey,
though. You know what?
Hey Jay, we still got room for that on the Atlanta bandwagon for you, bro.
Nah, I'm good, brother. I'm good, man. I'm straight.
Hey, man.
I'm DC. Hold on, Mike.
If you gonna throw that out there, can Atlanta beat the Seahawks?
Yeah, the Seahawks got one of the best defenses in the NFL. You got to respect the explosiveness of the Atlanta Falcons offense, Ronnie Perry. And don't downplay our defense. We got the hardest hitting defense in the league. You better ask RG3 about Witherspoon.
Man.
hey, this is the question, though.
Right,
have y'all been out the first round?
Why you got to bring that up? Why y'all got to bring that up?
Yeah, let's talk about that, Mike.
You will see this Sunday, Mr. Jay Holiday. As a matter of fact, Jay, if the Falcons win Sunday, man, I got two shirts for you that I know you would like.
Oh my God! Hey, man. Mike, man. Hey, thanks for the call.
Hey,
man,
no doubt.
I ain't even throw RG3 on there, man. I mean, are you worried?
Nah, man. You know what? I think that he's a young, healthy quarterback, you know what I'm saying? He's going to heal a lot faster than most of the old players that's on the field. So I'm not really worried. I feel like the fact that he even got out there and played like that, it shows that he got a champion's heart. And we're going to be good in the years to come. Yeah, we're going to be good.
I completely agree, man. I'm a Chicago Bear fan. And when Jay Cutler pulled himself out 2 years ago, I was done with him. Because I was like, this dude, you don't walk off the field. You get carried off the field. So,
right.
A lot of people question, DC this weekend by keeping him in. But I was like, you know what? That dude proved that he going to go to war with his guys. And he gained some respect out of me and everybody else.
Yeah, man, we're going to be good. I'm glad we finally got a little bit of hope. We got Barat, now we got RG3, so we good.
Oh, y'all shut it down. Y'all definitely shut it down. Hey, let's take one more call. Christy, You on the line, Christy Love from Northern California. You on?
No, it's North Carolina, not Northern California.
Oh, I can't read. That's me. It definitely, it says that. In defense of Madeline Smith, it does say North Carolina. What's up, Christy Love?
I just wanted to say I was calling in as a representative of Team J Holiday, and I just wanted to make sure that everybody follows King J Holiday on Twitter, the artist, and also follows Team J Holiday to keep up with, you know, shows, events, and all of the new music and everything.
Now, Christy, you're
yes.
a supporter. You got J Holiday's back. What's your favorite joint?
It's hard to choose when you have so much good music. But if I had to pick a favorite, I would say Ghetto.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's it, Jay. Hey,
Jay. Nah, Christy, I love Christy,
though. What's it like, man, to have so many people that are real? I mean, the people that are J Holiday fans are real fans, man. What's that like for you to know that you're having that impact around the world?
I mean, it feels good. I think one of the things that my mother taught me that probably stuck with me the most is she always said, dare to be different. You know what I mean? And I think with me and my music, I never sold myself out. And, you know, to this day, I still haven't. And that's why, you know, my path may seem like it's a little harder than other artists. But, you know, like it's certain pieces of myself I won't give away. And I think that my fans see that. And then they see that, you know, I take my craft serious. You know what I mean? I don't mind getting on stage and battling because that's what they used to do back in the day. But it's like now if I say something, I'm hating. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I just keep to myself, brother. I just keep to myself.
Hey, I'm not mad at that. Last question comes from Twitter. Jamisha Treese says, when are we getting some new music from J Holiday?
Actually, we got the album is done. We just working on a few label situations, so y'all will definitely be hearing that before the summertime. But we got the new mixtape coming out called Lost One, and we releasing the first song from that probably either this weekend or Monday, you know. And that's called Give Me All You Got. It's a duet that I got with a new artist called Sonya Elise. So,
well, I
know,
tell you what, we'll play that mug on Monday because we own next Monday. So make sure if we get it, we're going to play it because I think the world need to hear more from Mr. J Holiday. Man, I can't thank you enough for coming on today. Let me make sure I cover this. The man, the legend, his Facebook, he's at J Holiday. His Twitter, he's at King J Holiday. And his Instagram is also King J Holiday. And he is definitely royal and regal. Man, I can't thank you enough for coming on today, man. We gotta get together in the A, man, and sit down and chop it up face to face.
Nah, definitely, man. I appreciate you, bro. And, you know, like, it's always a good look for me to even have a chance and opportunity to come on and be interviewed. So, man, I appreciate you.
Hey, man, much love, much respect. Hey, y'all, that's our show for today. The man, his name is J Holiday. Go check out the joints on his website, his Twitter, all that great stuff. And before we go, I gotta get this to the ladies one more time, Jay. The name of the song is Sign My Name. I'm about to write cursive. Where my wife at? Baby, get home. It's cursive time.
There it is.